Weilung spricht, so wie jeder ist Media. What is news is this, that there is a mashal and this Rashi. Alright, so let's explain the Rashi the way the mashal understood. The mashal makes a correction in the Rashi. I don't know whether you went over the mashal. So I'll tell you how to. I'll make a confession. Whenever I learn a certain sechte, usually I don't look into the Marshon Maran. I only look into Marshon Maran in general when I have a difficulty basis. There is something in front of me. So then I look up Marshon Maran. But if I don't have any difficulty in basis, why should I look into Marshon Maran? But when I do have difficulty in this case, so the natural life, Marshal, Maram, Marshal, Maram, Chief, Shah, I look at everything. Now, so usually, in all these sectors, I very seldom look into Marshal, only special cases which are very confusing and complicated. But in Sakhasin, I don't know why, almost on every omit, I have to look into Marshal Maran, I can't help it. So here the Marshal makes a correction. The Marshal makes a correction in the thesis, in the Rashi. Rashi says, Chokom HaShmon, therefore God will cause you some. Because Rashi says, to insult the Lilo of Yehim, to the Shabbos of Yehim, El Lilo Shneich Tzor Yehim. May. So the Marshal changes, makes a correction. He says, "Okamashmon dafor gav bikoshes from pesach leishi, feeling soft so lilo v'yein, kiri shabbos v'yemei elo yein u'shnei chotzer lilo." He changed it. We'll soon see. I mean, why he changed it? Because the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah has reference to the case where the woman sodam paid. Sunday morning, Monday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then Monday night at 7 p.m. It was already night. So she again saw down in pain. In pain. She saw down in pain. Monday night at 7 p.m. And then at 8 p.m. the pain subsided. The pain subsided and it rested from 8 p.m. Monday evening till 8 p.m. Tuesday. The comfort lasted 24 hours from 8 p.m. Monday evening till 8 p.m. Tuesday evening. Tuesday evening. So that's the chapter mission. She had 3 years and 3 days in succession in pain. Sunday at 9 a.m. in the morning, Monday at 9 a.m. in the morning, and then 7 p.m. Monday evening. That's already the third day, because the day begins in the night. Sunset on Monday was 6 p.m. and she had a discharge of dam at 7 p.m. on the evening in pain, but then she had pain for an hour till 8 p.m. Then 8 p.m. on the evening, the pain subsided. The pain subsided and it lasted until 8 p.m. Tuesday. So that's cautious of Shrechion, the second hour day. Sunday a.m., Monday a.m. in the morning, and Monday 7 p.m. in the evening. That's already the third day. That's already the Tuesday day. And then the period of comfort started at 8 p.m. Monday evening and it continued the period of comfort until 8 p.m. Tuesday evening. That's already the Wednesday day. And then at 8 p.m. Tuesday evening, she started to have terrible pain. She went to the hospital in Shalibay at 9 p.m. So Arezu Yiletes Bizei, Shesopsom Natsav, and then the Mishneh concludes, Shesopsom Natsav Aloy Minadav. Shesopsom Natsav Aloy Minadav. In other words, at 8 p.m., when the pain subsided, so she rested only from Tsar, but not from that. So it's one case. All right. Now, so Rashi says, because she saw big Sashlishi. Now let's see the Rashi according to the correction by the Marshal. Because she saw big Sashlishi. What do you mean because she saw big Sashlishi? From 6 p.m. on the evening, that's already the beginning of the third day. And so she had pain from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday evening. And then the period of shaky started at 8 p.m. To resolve so while the input, and it lasted from 8 p.m. Monday evening till 8 p.m. Tuesday evening. To resolve so while the input shall be in the Ushneich Tzoylaila. Where do you have the aim? You have the Tuesday daylight, and then you have the you have the portion of the night from 8 p.m. Monday evening till 6 a.m. Assuming that the day begins at 6. Till 6 a.m. Till 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, and then we have the other Chotzi Laila. From 6 p.m. Tuesday till 8 p.m. Tuesday. That's how the Marshal makes the correction. Now, so. And it seems that all those who have agoyes, they agree with the correction of the Marshal. But Olea says, we don't have to make the correction. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference in it being just a question of Pshat. So he says, Rashi didn't say that, Rashi could have mentioned that example. But Rashi mentions another example. Instead of mentioning the example that the Marshal assumes Rashi mentions, where she saw down, let's say, Sunday morning, 9 a.m., Monday morning, 9 a.m., and then she had Keishi. She had Keishi at the beginning of the Monday evening. She had Keishi till 8 p.m., and she saw down at 7 p.m. Bikeshi, and then at 8 p.m. so the comfort started. So Rashi mentions an example and lasted 24 hours. Rashi mentions another example. She had labor pain Sunday, Monday. She had the prayers down Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Another day is down Monday morning at 9 a.m. And then in pain, and then she had pain Monday night and even Tuesday morning she had pain, and Tuesday morning she had pain until 11 a.m. Tuesday morning. Until 12 a.m. Tuesday morning. Until 12 noon. Tuesday noon, so she had to pay. And at 11 a.m., she had a third of the year in pain while she was still having pain. And at 12 noon, the pain subsided. And it lasted from 12 noon Tuesday till 12 noon Wednesday. And then she started pain again, and she went to the hospital, she had a baby. One hot tea, Tuesday from 12 noon till 6 p.m. in the evening, and then a lilo Tuesday night, and then the other hot from 6 a.m. Wednesday till 12 noon Wednesday. Can be the same thing, but differently. So this is how, and what Rashi says here, So the Ram says, why does Rashi emphasize Kirishabis Yeme? And the Gemara says, Yisopso Misois Meola Fukim Rabchanine. In other words, that means that according to Rashi, Rabchanine says the same din as Rabbi Yeshua Yisrael. Because of this Rashi, because Rashi says to Yisopso Lailo Yem, Kirishabis Yeme, Elo Lailo Yishnecha Toye. Whether Lailo Yishnecha Toye or Yem Yishnecha Toye, Lailo doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. You see, so the Maram says that from Rashi it appears that Rashi explains Rav Hanina, that's what we discussed before. And last week in connection with Hananya's halacha called Shechol Kishuyo Bishlishi Shalom Atul Kolayim Kuli Yishufe. So what does it mean? That a period of comfort of 24 hours, not clearly Shabbos V.A.N.A., so does not determine the year to fall. Re-education as a re-education. As false like only a shefi of Lili Shabbos V'Yemin, not just 24 hours, from 8 p.m. Monday evening, Tuesday evening, till 8 p.m. Wednesday. That's not enough. That's Rashi's Pshat HaKanani, like Rabbi Yeshua. But the Chiddush HaRam says that mentions are a Pshat. Rambam, the Rashbo, the Shabbat, the Chiddush HaRam, the old mention of Pshat HaKanani. Not the same Pshat as Rabbi Yeshua. Because if Hananiah's din had been like Rabbi Yeshua, his din, his uncle, why did his mother have to say, La'afukim Rabbi Hananiah, the Gemara could have said, La'afukim Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Hananiah is only adopting his uncle Shita. So why? Why be telling the nephew, he keeps telling the uncle? So, apparently, so that's what the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Mitzvo and the Ram say. Apparently, that Rav Hanina's din is something else. Rav Hanina can agree with Rav Lezer, Rav Hanina can agree with Rav Yerushua. But Rav Hanina mentions another point. He mentions another point. That suppose Rav Hanina says, Kol Shechol Kishuyo Bishlishi Shalom, after you call a yin kule bishufe, angel is the same. In other words, if a woman had a rear's dam on Sunday morning in pain, on Monday morning in pain, and then Monday night, So the first owl, she, in the first owl of the Tuesday day, of the third day, let's say it's 6:30 p.m. Monday night, that's the first owl of the third day, she had a third day, and in pain. Was at 7 o'clock, the pain subsided. So that means that she had pain the third day only for 1 hour, from 6 p.m. Monday evening till 7 p.m. Then the pain subsided at 7 p.m. Monday evening. And the whole day of the Tuesday day was b'shefa. And it continued even to the Wednesday day. In other words, she was b'shefa. She was b'shefa from 7 p.m. Monday night, until, let's say, 8 p.m. Tuesday night. Or, even more than that, the shefa might have continued from 7 p.m. Monday night till Wednesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday night. So you have two mitzvahs coming. And you have comfort that will establish the enemy too. So she still will not have a dinner to go there. Why? Because kol shechol kishuyo bishlishi shalo hakeshol ayin kule bishufe. As long as there was even 1 hour of pain on the third day. Why is the third day so significant? Because the third day means the day on which the third Vriya takes place. And that is the day that consummates and finalizes the Zivus Deo. Because when she had one Vriya on Sunday, she was only Zoratani. She had a second Vriya on Monday morning, she was only Zoratani. Then, when she had the third Vriya at 6:30, Monday night, that's already the Tuesday day, so she became that finalized the Zivus Deila. And she was, for a short period, in the third day, in pain. So as long as there was pain in the third day, that means the day that made her into Zivus Deila. So even though after that the whole day was spent in comfort, and even if 2 days was spent, so she cannot become Zoridea, because there is an extra halacha called Hanani, that if there is Kishu on the third day, which consummates and finalizes the Zoridea, so then in order to become Zoridea, she must have 3 additional riyas. 3 additional riyas. Let's say, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then she'll become Zoridea. So that Shita of Hanani can go hand in hand with Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and it can go hand in hand with Rabbi Yeshua Shita. And in respect to Zoraktane, so we might say like Rabbi Eliezer, and we might say like Rabbi Yeshua, but that's not important. The important thing is that Hanani mentions an additional proof. And that's the pshat by most people. And they reject the pshat that Hanani is just repeating, adapting the shite of Rabbi Yeshua. Because if that had been the pshat of Hanani, the Gemara shouldn't say la'afukim Hanani, the Gemara should say la'afukim Rabbi Yeshua. Now, for the Ram, he, on the basis of this Rashi, the Kosh Mokom Ashkelon, the Afor Gav, Mokom Ashkelon, the Afor Gav, the Kosh Mokom Ashkelon, the do they sub salilam yein during Shabbos yeinei? Hello, lilo shnichtzo yein, yein shnichtzo lilo. I mean, that doesn't make any difference. East male. So, why does Rashi emphasize the resubso lilo yein during Shabbos yeinei? Because Maram says, from this we see that Rashi holds that Chanan Mizdin is the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. Otherwise, he wouldn't emphasize the resubso lilo yein during Shabbos yeinei. He should say, the resubso meisleis. Why? Resubso lilo yein during Shabbos yeinei. So, but that's what Mark. But the Chiddush Aram mentions both shatim. Some Rishonim explain Chananya that he means the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. And then he says in here, because if that had been the pshat Chananya, so the Gemara should say Lafukim Chananya. So the Gemara should say, the more I should say, and he mentions the adoption. Chananya mentions an additional point why does Chananya mention the additional point? That if the third Riyah on the third day is so if a Nixas of the third day, which finalized the Zivus Deila, was became she, so then she cannot become a Deila, even if she has a Misles of comfort, two Misles of comfort. She has to have three additional years and three additional successive days on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in order to become his ordained. He says, Bichin Pirish Rashi. So the Ram says that Rashi's pshat is like that pshat. So the question is, so why does Rashi say to the Sopso Lila Bihim, to the Shabbos Bihim? What do you mean? So the Ophanea says something very simple. Rashi mentions Lusop Solayo Yehi to the Shabbos Yehi because according to Rav Chananya's Halacha, according to Chananya's Halacha, so there is a new din that if the third day on which the third Riyah took place was a Nixas, one small portion spent became she, so Mele, that Riyah cannot finalize the Zivus Deila. Cannot finalize the Zivus Deila. So Mele, and the star as the third day to finalize the Zivus Deila is concerned, that depends upon Lilo Bihemi killing Shabbos Bihemi. Doesn't depend on Mitzvahs. A woman cannot become Zivus Deila by virtue of the fact that she had three years in succession on three different Mitzvahs. It has to be on three different days, like when Shabbos Yehme, on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so in succession. But suppose she has three days on Sunday, she has three days on Sunday, and then she'll have a second year 24 hours later, but it will not be, let's say, The first Riyah was on Sunday at 5:45 p.m. 5:45 p.m. And then the second Riyah was Monday night, 6:15 p.m. Now, once again. Sunday, at one Riyashiyah on Sunday at 5:45 p.m., 15 minutes before the end of the day. It's all right, it's still Sunday. Then the second Riyah she'll have at 6:05 Monday night. And then it's already Tuesday. And then she'll have the third Riyah, right, Wednesday. So she'll not become a Riyah, because the second Riyah in effect took place on which day? On Monday day? No, on the Tuesday day. On the Tuesday day. Because in order to have, to make her into the Riyah, she must have three years and 3 days in succession, and the 3 days are not to be counted, you know, on the basis of Misles, but on the basis of the Yayin Kilim Shabbos Yayime. Now, in this case, when the first Yayin was on Sunday at 5:45 or at 5:55, at 5:59, so it was still Sunday, and then the second day was Monday, 6:01 p.m. 6:01 p.m. So it was already Tuesday day. So there was a pause of the Monday day that was clean. So it's not 3 days in succession, so she doesn't become Isabelle. In order to become Isabelle, she must have the Riyas, not on three Misles in succession. She must have 3 Riyas and 3 days in succession. Days in what sense? Days in the sense of Rosh Hashanah V'Yeime. That's why Rashi emphasized the Akhir Rosh Hashanah. This is what our Holiness is. Yes.
But from 5:59 Sunday night to 6:01 is also not Misles, because it's more than 24 hours.
That's right, so it's exactly, the halacha has been on 3 days, on 3 Misles in succession, so then the second day would have to take place more than 24 hours in succession, you see. As long as it's not 48 hours left, you see. Yes?
How could the Hanani Shiva be explained on the basis of Elijah?
Was that? You see, in respect, the Chiddush HaRashba mentions two alternatives of Hananiah's Shita, both based upon the wonders that he, the third day, which finalizes the Zivus Deilo, was spent even one shot, or even less than one shot, even half a shot, even a fourth of a shot. Because she cannot become Zoridele. She has to have 3 additional years and 3 additional days in succession. But vis-à-vis of it Tame, there is no such a law. So then, vis-à-vis of it Tame, so then Hananiah can agree with her pleasure, Hananiah can agree with her Yeshua. You see.
But as far as other goal is concerned, so can I have to say that...
It mentions an additional point.
It has to be Sassam Eslaes.
What?
It has to be Sassam.
Not just on Eslaes.
She
has to have 3 additional Riyas.
Yeah, but on the third day...
But these are these of the daily, so that's why Rashi was mentioned when Shabbos Yeme, because these are vis the Aloche, that in order to become of the daily, there must be Riyas on 3 days in succession, so the days are considered from what point of view? From the point of view of Shabbos V'Yemei. Keshav and Yeve. Not from the point of view of the Slayers. Okay. I don't know why. Gemara says, Le'afuke Mitr Chanine. It's not Chanine, it's Chananye. So why Gemara says Chanine? I don't know. Okay. Kamu Yikishuyo. According to Rav Meir, Avroim B'chamishiyei, it's not always 40 days for Ibrio, a healthy woman, and 50 days for a sick woman. And according to Rav Yudeh, the halacha of Damkei Shitoyei is limited only to the ninth month. According to Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, and we pass like that, so the halacha of Damkishu is limited only to the 14 days prior to it. In other words, if a woman has a discharge of dam within 14 days prior to the lady, in pain, then it's considered later pain. But if she has that pain 15 days prior, 60 days prior, so then it's false later pain. Why 14? The answer is because it's very normal and usual for a woman to have pain 12 days before birth, 13 days, up to 14 days, because the baby usually already begins to drop some melee that causes pain. That's the cause of labor pain. But 15 days, 60 days is an unusual phenomenon. So melee, we don't have to say that if the pain is 60 days, so then it's not due to the dropping of the baby. No. If you ask a doctor, I'm sure that they'll say that even if it takes place 60 days, so for some reason the baby dropped, that's why it causes pain. But al-pidin, it's not considered natural vacation. It's an abnormal situation. So it's false labor pain. It's not real labor pain. And only real labor pain is toya. Only dam that is coupled with natural labor pain, normal labor pain, not with abnormal pain. Kami kishuya rameya rameya aboyim b'chamishi. Hashte chamishi nikshiye aboyim b'boye omar afrita loy kashi. Kami chayli kami b'riya. Kami chayli kami b'riya. Now here it starts to be very difficult. Omar Blaine, in a bloody tire, a young woman who is going to solve the Damkishi story of the music. Not in the main day, So what is considered Yemezide? What is considered Yemezide? Yemezide is considered the Yidalavye? Efter Nide. Efter the Shitas Yomim of Nide. Efter the Shitas Yomim. Again, here we have another Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. So I mean, the usual Shitte is Shitta the Rambam. Because all the Rishonim agree with Rambam. The Rambam is the Yochet. And in addition, not only is the Yochet, there are so many Sukkiyas conquered. Alright? So one Sukkiy is Yedachon Zayin. Alright? So there is a terrace that the Rambam holds that this Sukkiy, Lamed Zayin, is Chilik and the Sukkiy Dachon Dalet. Alright? So it's terrace. But it's still a Mokeya to the so the Ramban Shittas, and then another sugya is that Lamates on the base. So we'll discuss it next week. That's it. Now, and then there is a sugya coming to Rambam that Yudzayner. That's the main Gemara contrary to the Rambam Shittas. But according to all the other Rishonim, so. Yemenide Yemezide is not the straight question. First, Yudalot Yei, that is Yemezide, the Ramban says, is only the Yudalot Yei that follow immediately upon the termination of the 7 days of actual Midus. Not potential Midus, but actual. In other words, if a woman had it, that's news. And let's say on a certain Sunday, and then she counted seven days from Sunday till Shabbos. Then the following Sunday, which is eighth day, marks the beginning of the Yudalot Yei of Yemezide. Why? Because, as the Ramban explains it, the Torah calls Zobe Beloy Eis Midos. When a woman has a discharge of dam, not in the natural time. What is natural? When a woman has a period, so then it's normal for her to bleed, not just once, but to bleed for several days. Most women, when they have the period, so they menstruate for at least three days. And some women, when they have the period, so they menstruate not for 3 days, but for 4 days. And maybe for 5 days. And some women will menstruate for 6 days and even for 7 days. But if a woman which has the period will menstruate for more than 7 days, then if she goes to the doctor, so every doctor will tell her that there is something the matter with her. She's sick. Something matter. If she menstruates for 5 days, it's very normal. If she menstruates for 7 days, it's not so usual, but it's not a pathological condition. But if a woman will menstruate every time she has the period for more than 7 days, then the doctor will say it's a pathological condition. She has a certain condition, pathological condition. Maybe she'll require surgery, maybe this, maybe that. So that's why the Torah, the Ramban says all that. That's why the Torah says, because by definition, Zive, after all, Zive and Nidus is the same thing. I mean, physiologically. It's menstruation process. But there is one difference. Nidus is a normal phenomenon. Zivus is not a normal phenomenon. I mentioned more than once that those people who consider themselves experts and Judaism, and who is not an expert in Judaism? Anyone can write a sentence without mistakes is an expert in Judaism. So many of those who write on Judaism make such a terrible mistake, and they create a zavut of it. So they say that a man who has a certain venereal disease, gonorrhea, is a zav. That's true. Doesn't mean that every zav is necessarily a person who has gonorrhea, but every person who has gonorrhea necessarily is a zav. Because what does Ziva mean? Ziva means that there is an involuntary flow from the private organ. There is an involuntary flow discharge. A person who has gonorrhea has that involuntary discharge, but it might be due to another sickness also. So that's it. But the same experts say that a woman who has gonorrhea is izov. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. A izov means she has a menstrual flow below a sidosa. If a woman had a period, let's say on the first of the month, and then she had the period on the eighth of the month, so she is izovectane. And if she has the period on the eighth of the month, and the ninth of the month, and the tenth of the month, through the years of succession, she is of a day. It's as simple as all that. So, zivus in a woman is the same process as needles in a woman, except difference in time. But the difference in time is important, because if it's in the Yemei Nidus, so then it's a normal phenomenon. If it's in the Yemei Zive, it's a pathological condition. But it's the same process, physiological, as Nidus. So according to the old Rishayim, the Ramban, so in other words, first, the Yudalef Yei have reference to the 11 days that follow immediately upon actual news, not potential news. Whereas the Shitas HaRambam is that it's a straight uninterrupted Cheshen. It doesn't have to follow immediately upon actual news, but they follow immediately upon the potential news. So it's also a bit of it. And then the other point mentioned by Ramban and by the old Rishayim is that the Yiminide, that if a woman became Izovedera, then the commencement of the Yiminide is deferred until the woman has successfully completed the count of Lion King. The Ramban is not like that, even if she hasn't completed. So it just follows automatically 7-11, 7. Right, now, Omar Ablevi in Avlad Mitayer of a young woman who lives in Bezobe. In other words, so Rav Levi says that when is Dam Keshi Torah, of course, it's only Torah in Yimizide, not in Yimizide, some Mele, only if the Dam Keshi occurred in Yudalef Yei after the Nidus. And according to Ramban, it means necessarily after actual Nidus. Then Dam Keshi is Torah. Atilu b'yomim orulim nistir azim. The main pshat of Rishayim, there are two pshatim, Tesis itself. But the main pshat is Rashi's pshat. And Tesis' first pshat. that when Rav says after Yom Hui Misfira Zaveh, when Rav says after Yom Hui Misfira Zaveh, Rav means look in the Rashi. In a Babu Kayam, no need of it. Dine out in Spain, no need it. Have a was a hand for me, you don't live me any day. Have you known Miss Razilek, the least location in the Zibe, Taylor and Cole in Zibe, Vishiva Hane, Dobo Salzobe Shire, the people for Ahman of the Dos of the world, the Dos of the Dos of Taylor. In the reality, and it continued, so even if it continued to take place in the 7 days following the 11 days, it's also time. It's also time. It's also time. If you know who is the Razine, can you track it? She may see it, can you call me Zine? Bishiva Achreyen, Dobosozobe Shayche, Vichikos Rachmone, Vimidoso, Vimidoso, Vizibosa Kriwa, Hanamekoi, Avala Hashibo, in Yarich Meolide. Now, let's consider this Gemara according to the Shita Rambam, because that's the usual Shita. Shita Rambam is a difficult Shita. It's a difficult Shita, I mean, it's negative, Kama Sukhias and Shas. But the usual shite is the Ramban. So the question is, why do we have here in Machlekes between the lady and Rav? As far as Yemizive, the determination of Yemizive Nide is concerned, of him. So what is the halacha? The Yemizive consists of Yudalakim, right? Yudalakim. But there is another halacha that if a woman became Yudalakim, so then the commencement of the Yemizive is deferred until the woman has completed the count of Zaynikim. If she became Yudalakim, but if she didn't become Yudalakim, then it's not deferred. Now this woman who only saw them Keshi, did she become Zavadeva? No. She couldn't become Zavadeva. She couldn't become Zavadeva. Because that's the halacha, the Damkeshi story. Damkeshi story. Let's take a specific example in order not to become confused. Let's say the woman has the period every first of the month. First of the month. So let's say, so she has the period on the first of Nisan. She has the Pesach Kavuah on the first of Nisan. And she had the period on the first of Nisan. And then, so she was still a Nido, she was an actual Nido from the first of Nisan till the seventh of Nisan. Till the seventh of Nisan. And then, if she mamish, so down, not on Keshi, on the eighth of Nisan. So she becomes a baton. If she's so down, mom is so down, she is not a new bearer. She's not expecting to give birth. A regular woman. So she's so down on the first, she had a period on the first, she became an actual leader. Then the eighth of Nisan marks the beginning of the Talmud from the eighth of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan. That's the range of the mythology. So if she saw dumb again on the 8th of BC, the 9th of BC, the 10th of BC, then she becomes a the 8th of BC, the 9th of BC, independent of reason. So she becomes a Yogadele, she has to start counting Zayinji from the first of reason, from the first of reason, and till the 18th, till the 17th of reason. The 17th of reason, Zayinji. Then, so, and she counts as Ayaki, and then, so when will the Zibo end? The 18th of Nisan. And then, Eve, so when will the Yido begin again, in respect to that woman? The 19th of Nisan. But this woman, now, suppose the woman also died on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, the 10th of Nisan. So she had to start counting Zayinji. She started to count the 11th of Nisan, the 12th of Nisan, the 13th of Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, 16th of Nisan, 17th of Nisan, 17th of Nisan. And at the end of the day, the 17th, the last day of the Zayinji, she is sold out. So that he says, she has to start counting anew, 17 days, starting with the 18th. So the 19th will not begin the Yemida yet, because it was Seiseya. So she had to start counting anew. Zayinji, so the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Then, so when will the Yemida begin? On the 26th of Nisan. On the 26th of Nisan. That's an example of a woman who did become a Zohar. So then, if she started to count Zayinji, and then she had a real dam, so it says there, so it has to start counting Zayinji again. So the fact that she has to start counting Zayinji, that defers the commencement of meaning. But here we are dealing with a woman who is embarrassed and is expecting to give birth to a baby, and she's so dumb in Yodawat Yehim. That is the Yimei Zivo, and in pain, so it becomes Zoveno. So even if she saw on 3 days, let's take the same example, but this woman, in other words, she had the period, she was expecting to give birth, but sometimes it happens that even a woman is expecting to give birth, so she has a Rias Dam, so she had the Rias Dam, on the first reason, and that was a period. And she had it even though she's expecting to give birth to a child. So she had a Rias Dam, that's a period on the first reason. And then she had another Rias Dam, Bikeshi, on the eighth reason. Bikeshi, because she's expecting to give birth. It's within 2 weeks, 14 days. Of the birth of the baby. So on the 8th of Nisan, she again saw down. So, but Bikeshi, does she become his daughter? No, Bikeshi. So even if she saw on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, the 10th of Nisan, she doesn't become his daughter. She doesn't become his daughter. And then she saw down again, on the 19th of Nisan. 19th of Nisan. So Rav Levi says, Bikeshi. So that's already Yemei Nida. So she is married. Rav says, no. Rav says, Ashur Yom Mohun is there. So Mele, if she sees Dam Bikeshi again on the 19th of Nisan, so she is not male. Because it's always the husband. So in the first case I mentioned, where she was not Bikeshi, where she saw Dam Bishefi, so naturally, if she became Mizrabe, So she had to start counting Zainikin. So maybe the commencement of the day may need always deferred until she will have completed Zainikin. But in this case, where she's expecting to give birth and it's Bikeshi, so even though she's so dumb and the infamous mindfulness, the temperance, she did not become resolved because it was Bikeshi. So, and then she saw Dham again, Bikeshi, on the 19th. So Rabbi Levi says, she is Tmeo, because Bimeinito Dham Keshi is Tome. Why is Rachelik? Why is Rachelik? So even according to the Ramban Shike, only in the case where she Mamet became Zobek, then the commencement of the Bimeinito is deferred until she completed the count of Zainikin. But here she didn't become Zobek. So why is Rachelik? So everybody should say like a lady. What's the pshat? So, what is the pshat in Rav? And then Rav Amar Rav Yom Horuyin Misfira Zot. So, to gain Yitzchel HaKeshid Me'azive, Yitayrin Kolbi Me'azive, Kolbi Me'azive, Vishiva Acher. In other words, the Keshid began on the 8th of this, 9th of this, 10th of this. She did not become Zavdele. So, even though she sees Dham on the 19th of Nisan, so she is not there. Why? We are considering it from the point of view of the Ramban Shite, because that's the regular Shite. I mean, the Ramban Shite is difficult. So, but here she didn't become Zobe. So, why shouldn't the Yemenite begin? So there is a big chiddush in our people, that even though she did not become Mizoveh, but as long as it's rolling in the sphere of Zoveh, so it's Damkechi is still there. Even though she did not become Mizoveh. Now, that's what we have to say. According to the Ramban Shite, Omar Abad Barabe, Utan the Rab, Atu Yom Moruin Sfiras Terazov. Even the Yom in the Tarol Sfiras Terazov. Terazov. So, what does Rashi say? Atu Yom Moruin Sfiras Terazov. Mezile, the Leilo Mitero Rashatishbe. Shai Kolomel Gunka, she despair Shisho, the Tires is Erasake, the Nitsu Ayoma going ruin his fear. So that's without a limit, is ruin his fear. Because, let's say, suppose a woman, not who is expecting to give birth, so suppose she sees down and the 8th of this, in the same example, 9th of this, 10th of this, the king is already there. Then she start counting Zainikin. She started to count from the 11th of Nisan. From the 11th of Nisan till the 17th of Nisan. And on the 17th of Nisan she shut down. So it says that she has to start counting anew. From the 18th till the 25th. So she started to count till the 25th. And then every day was clean, the 25th she shut down. So she has to start counting anew from the 26th. From the 26th till the 32nd. So it can go on, I mean, without the limit. So according to Ravade, Ravade Barabe, for Yom Mohuni Sira Sira Zobo, the Leila Niteo Ashitishbe, Shai Kolomeo Wilmikach. Wilmikach. She disclosed Shisha Mikiris Serasaki of Nitra Yom Abdom Wilmik Sira. So then the question is, according to Ravade Barabe, Ravada Barabe is saying it's Pshat in Rav. So, how can we visualize the Halacha of Menide Mide? The whole time Menide Mide, he had asked the Keshi Menide, Abba Asra of Menzibe, Kol Mashiach HaKeshi Teo. Because it's still Rolu L'Sirazo. So it's a special Halacha that Rav is mentioning. Vis-a-vis the Halacha of the Keshi Teo, we have to consider it not from the actual perspective. From the point of view of the actual, perspective, so she doesn't have to come and say, so maybe the Limanida should begin. But since it has the potential of, since it's always the Razove, so maybe it's still toil. Now here we have a machlekes between Rav and Leib. Now, so according to the Ramban Shita, that regularly the Menide do not begin, and by a woman it begins every day until she completed the count of Zayinikin. So, but in this case, where she did not become Zobadela on account of the Amoche, the Damkeshi is Doeya, so the Menide should begin. Immediately after the conclusion of the Dalakhe, as Rablaini says, but Rab is Chilik, because here there is a special Amoche of Roimo, of Yomimo, Roimo Nisiraz, special Amoche. According to the Rambam, what should we say? See, according to the Rabban Shite, so the Gemara didn't say that Rav says, after we don't know this Razove, so one would be supposed to say like a blade, even according to the Rabban Shite. Allah has come of the Hamo, according to the Rambam Shite is that in a regular woman, so it's an amateur of the Cheshvin of 7-11, even the regular woman who became his of a daily, so it's still an amateur of the Cheshvin of 7-11, Allah has come with Hamo vis-a-vis the Kenshi, where she didn't become his of a daily, the Rambam certainly should say that it's a regular Cheshvin of 7-11. That's what one would expect, that the Rambam certainly should pass like Rav. I mean, that the Rambam should pass like a lady. But the fact is, as amazing and as paradoxical as it might seem, the Rambam, Darkin Bismach, is, he passes like Rav and like a lot of Rav. That vis-a-vis the aloha of Damkeshi Toreya. So even if the Damkeshi continued in the 7 days after the 11 days of Yemezive, so even though she did not become Zoridele because Damkeshi is Toreya, so in Paschans like Rav, that it's still Toreya. That once the Damkeshi begins in the Yimei Zibeh, then even if it continues for 14 days, so it's still toil. Why 14 days? Because the Rambam passes like Rabbeisim Rabshinen. Like Rabbeisim Rabshinen, according to Rabbeisim Rabshinen, so Damkeshi is toil only within 14 days prior to Leyeh. So it cannot continue for more than 14 days prior to later. But if the Rambam had passed it like Hermea, Abun Chamishineh, then it would go on for Abun Chamishineh. But the Rambam passed it like Hermeisi and Rabshineh. So isn't it a paradox? The Rambam, whom we got to a regular woman, so he says that immediately upon the conclusion of Yudalatyei, so the Yemenid begin, even though the woman is required to count Zayinikin, and she has not counted Zayinikin yet. So that doesn't interfere with the commencement of the Yemenid. Allah has come to Hamo here that it shouldn't interfere with the commencement of the Yemenid. But here he dafke passes Hidavke Paskins like Rav, in accordance with the Shite of all the other Rishayim, in respect to the regular one. I mean, sound like a parable. But obviously, the Halacha of temptation is a special Halacha. The theory doesn't depend upon real Yimizide or Yimide, but upon Yomim Ahuyim Yisben Zoveh and Ahuyim Yisfira Zoveh or Yisfira Zoveh and Yomim that are not rolled of Yisfira Zoveh. Now, come on, Kishuyo. But may I be now born the Hamishi? Be shrinking the rab, be stachas of the rabbi, the rabbi. Let's hear us. Hamishi, born the Hamishi, because all the lights of the camera with Tyler and Mayor. He's saving me the. So this is the Rabbi Shkaat Rabbi Rabbi. El Levi, Kashe, how can it be Torah for 40 days straight? But that's all, only 11 days. After the 11 days, so it's already in the Mide. Omelach Levi, Niko Tone Teo de Chulon. Me Mide Mide, Me Zide Teo. Fine. Because all the Gamma Tara Bam is Minil, 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 Domo Yomim Rabin Ksi. Now, how? I don't want to go over the taste of Chabad Barabe because that will involve us for some time. It's not a simple case. So that will be for next week. But in the meantime, we want to go over the Gemara just with Rashi. So, Mishnah Chinam Rom Arablaibi. In a body, Tyler, Yom, or we, as Bims of the day, my time with Dom or Yom Rabbit Sea. Who association with Supreme Sifil out of the interior? Missy as the king when he called. I will worry, Rosso, Elodie Mechot, the Holy Spirit, King of the day. You see, Dom, you see, Dom, or Yashin, Boy Mahmoud Rab, he's on a day long seat. You see, Bow, Koyom Rabbit. He must have to show you some other things, you know, from your children in Nido. Is Meo, so according to Rashi's Pshat here, not Rashi's Pshat that Jesus mentions, it's a different Rashi. It's probably Madure, a different Madura of Rashi. But Rashi, according to Rashi's Pshat here, the second washing here in the Gemara says, the Rebbe says, that the whole Aloha that Hakishu Toir applies only to Zobedele. It doesn't apply to Zobedele. So he, in other words, if a woman, let's say, he made Zive would see down 3 days in succession, the Kishu, she will not become Zobedele. But she'll see down once, so she becomes Zobedele. The whole Zeres HaKosu of the Doma Mahmas Wodo applies only to Zivus Dele, not to Zivus Ktan. Aber schon, ich bin der Rabbi Ma, auf den Jungen warum ich bin so betane, mein Tane, ich mei bechome, hossam gsede, und mein Ein hat mir so betane, mich in der Kuh, und meine was reise. Oh. Na, kann ich die Schuhe oder mehr in der Rabbi in der Chamischen gehen? Kasche ich da auf Eie, die haben wir so mit dem Tane und dem Itai, aber im Jahr ich achreie nicht stomme, Mi katone teira bichulon koshes mi nido nido mi doso nido mi ziboso teira. So Meizivo, Makel, Israel, Makel, Israel. Now, come we Kishu Yo, Rab Meir and Meir, Av, no. Tani, Hoya Rab Meir and Meir, Yeish, Mikasho Kufnun Yei, Vein Zidei Lebed. It's possible that a woman should be Mikasho, should be Mikasho in the course of 150 days. Now, as Rashi points out, it doesn't mean that she has pain all the 150 days. She is Mikasho, she has pain in the course of the 150 days. And she sits down in the course of pain that takes place over a period of 150 days. Yeah. So, and she still doesn't become Mizalibe. How do we visualize it? Mizalibe, the case, Schneiderlitz, suppose she saw down on 2 days in the Udalapia. In the last 2 days of the Udalapia in Egypt, that means she saw down on the 10th of the Udalapia and on the 11th of the Udalapia. So she couldn't become Zavidele. In order to become Zavidele, she has to see on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. But 10th and 11th, so she could only become Zavidele, not Zavidele. So, in case, Schneiderlitz, the Yeshiva Nido. Then the Nido started. And she saw down every day of the 7 days of the Nido. But that didn't make her into Zavidele either. So, you have 2 plus 7, you have 9. Then, after the 7 days in the Nido, you have again, Yudalef Yeim of Yimei Ziva. And she saw down on the first of the 11 days of Yimei Ziva. And on the second day of the 11 days of Yimei Ziva. So far, she had a rie on 2 days and 7 days, so it's 9, and 2 more days, so it's 11 in succession. Then she started to have labor pain. She started to have labor pain, and she continued, so you had 11. You had 11 days, and then she started to have liver pain for 50 days. So it's 11 plus 50 is 61. 61 days. So the woman had how many rias in succession? 61 rias and 61 days in succession. So, Shabbat fire, and she didn't become Zavidele because it was Damkish. Then she gave birth. So she couldn't. Until birth, prior to birth, she didn't become Zavidele. Now, when she gives birth, so yeah. Let's say she gave birth to the cable. So it's 14 days he made two us later. She certainly could not become a Zove in he made two us later because she's male as a needle for 14 days anyway, whether she sees down or not. And no matter how much she bleeds, he doesn't add any additional to me. Not as a needle and not as a Zove. She's male as a needle anyway for 14 days. So far until birth, she had 61 days and 61 years and 61 days in succession. And that did not make her into Zavidele. And then she gave birth. So then she has 14 days of Yitume and she has 66 days of Yimitea. Saul eats 80 days altogether. So he had 61 days of Ries plus 80 days of the Yalanes Mikayla. And so 61 plus, so it's 60, so then he says, so he says that the Hamishi, so we had 11, we had, I guess, Shnayim Leis, 2, Shiva Nido, 7 is 9, Shnayim Shelacha Nido is 11, and Hamishim is 50, is 61, and then 80, Shalom Kebo, so we have 61 and 80 and 80, so it's 141, and then the normal cycle begins on the 81st day as a birth, so the normal cycle begins. So then 7 days in the middle. So you have 141 plus 7, so you have 148. And then the Yudalef Yeh, Shebenido begin. So she had 2 years on the 149th and the 150th. So the woman could have had 150 years, and she managed to escape becoming Israel. Alright, very simple question. That's who Rav Meir said. Amulei Jinkei Yesh Kasha Kol Yomel Vein Ziva Yilabeh Amulei Mai Daitchem Shem Yifoim In Kei Shem Yifoim. Now let's see the Rashi. Gufi Yen Yitzofim ושניים פלחניות של מידעו של מזהים וכל כמה מחייב עם מזיל ליד הזובה הרידעו פריצופים כושב חמישים ויחלו והמוריו בחלו חמישים הרי סמחלו ובין סמחלו שאולו מקייבו ואפילו ראי כל שמיים מזובה ויחלו לשמיים עד את כל הספיר then starts the normal cycle ויתיר זיין הרי נאו וממחס ושניים פלחניות וטיפציק הרי עשו כפנון פריצופים 150 years and 150 days in succession, and managed not to become Zobe. In Kiev, the Hashem Shemesh in Kiev, Yesh Nikash Leilam, Vein Ezobe, Gate Develis, and the Dalits in Kiev, Miss Haberes, with the Safe Shemesh, Shiva Nido, Shnei Bahamido, and Kash Hamishim. But how could she give birth? She could miscarry. Of course, she couldn't, at the end of 50 days of pregnancy, she couldn't give birth to a viable baby, but to a native, yes. So he could keep on doing it for years. And God coming from the Kizeres from Palace Kebo, Bechem Leilam, Amor Amea. So you could only visualize it in connection with the Nevi, not with the Ben Kayome, only the Nevi. So in case you unfold, in other words, the Aloha, the Damkeshi is entire, applies only to Damkeshi of a viable child. But if result of miscarriage, so the Allah Khatan King, she doesn't apply. The mayor, my friend, I didn't introduce in an even tire kishuyo, but I'm the blood, this is just coming in on. Tomorrow, Yeish Rayane, Yeh is available. The Steinle is Ishivanido, Stein Schlachanido, Ushne Fulgebo, Ishivanido, Ushne Schlachanido. I come ask you, Allah, put him on the Maria, she took Sakeba lay down. Because if we say, then it resulted in Leide, so there was Dan together with Leide. So there was a third of the year, so she must necessarily become of a daily. So here there is a machlekes between Tesis and all that other chain. So Tesis she is the disease reference to a lady of the Kayome. So Mele, it's in the Gemara Mefureshes, that when there is Dan in the Lady of the Ben Kayome, so then she becomes a Zovid Dele. But how can she become a Zovid Dele? It's the case. The answer is, the Gemara has referenced to a case when she gives that birth to a child in comfort, let's say, and then she was put to sleep. I mean, she was administered an anesthesia, I mean, a local anesthesia. She was in comfort. She had no pain. So then she becomes a Zovid Dele. But all the other machines, they say, even if it's in comfort, she doesn't become a Zovid Dele. Because it still has a thing of delegation. Because it's Machas Lodo, pain or no pain. So why does the Gemara say here, Komashman Defiat Josef Kelebuli Dam? Because the Gemara here has referenced the Nefi. So then the Xerxes HaKos of Machos Lola doesn't apply. Alright, now. So for next week, now I hope next week you're too sure we'll finish the period. And you have to be ready on that Gemara after the end of the period, and also go over the small sugya in connection of Les Da. Go over the Fidalev, the Mishta Fidalev Nidhi, after Pishombo Daishaita, from the Mishneh up to the two dots in Shamesh's day. Now, we left off by Rabbi Yudayim, Avaya Chodosha. But we didn't go over the Tesvis. We did go over the Tesvis, my Daitach Mishum Efolim, I mean, but the Tesvis, the Rabbah de Barab, Omar, Afyom, Moruim, Mispira, Stira, Zivoso, we didn't go over. Now, Omar Ablevi, in Avlad Mitayer, Yomi Moruim Liz Ben Zove, Virav Omar Afil Biomi Moruim Misfira Zove, Omar Avada Brave, Utaime de Rav, Afil Yomi Moruim Misfira Stira Zove. The Tesis, Viravade Brave, Omar Afiomi Moruim Misfira Stira Zivosa. So it's Mashma that Ravade Barabe had to add something. If he didn't say, then we could say the Pshat Rav is only Yomi Moruim Lisfira Zov. So, but not Yomi Moruim Lisfira Sfira Zov. So Ravade Barabe mentioned the Chiddush that according to Rav, so Damkeishi is Toyer, even the Yomi Moruim Lisfiras Tira Zivos. This Kashi is Vintima Mahesi Faldivri Rav. Holy Rav Name Horuim Lisfira Haine Zain Yomim Achadil Alef Yehim. Vios Maschilis Yudalef Acherim Shehem Yimei Zive Vim Kenli Didei Namelelom Keshimitaya. Now, of course, all the Rishayim agree with the Sheet of the Ramban, not the Sheet of the Ramban. The Sheet of the Ramban is a very difficult sheet. And it's only the Rambam sheet. So, according to the regular Sheet of Rishayim, so, vis-a-vis Damshev, so then the halacha is that if a woman becomes a nidah, actually a nidah, so then the first 7 days are yemei nidah, and then the 11 days following the 7 days of actual nidus, not potential nidus, but actual nidus is yemei ziva, is yemei ziva. And then after the 11 days of the yemei ziva come 7 days of yemei nidah, of yemei nidah. But there is one point. If in the Yudalef Yeh of the yemei ziva she became Izobek Dele, so then that defers the commencement of the yemei nidah until she has successfully completed Zayinikin. But if she doesn't become Izobek Dele in the 11 days, then the 7 days following the 11 days of the Mizive are considered Yemei Nidah. So Mimele, the Kasha of this is as follows. How could we say something other that what does Rav Adi Bar Rava say? That once Rav Adi Bar Rava says that according to Rav, once she starts the rear of Damkeshi in the Yimei Zivo, then it's always Toya. Indefinitely. It remains Toya here. Indefinitely. Indefinitely. So when do we say Bimeinido Damkeshi is Tome? If it started in the Yimei Nido. But once it started in the Yimei Zivo, then Damkeish is always Toya. Is always Toya. That's what Rav Adi Bar Rava says. But Rav Adi Bar Rava says it on the basis of the fact that it's ruin l'sfira, l'stira sfira zivos. So this question is, why does he have to resort to the fact that it's ruin l'sfira sfira zivos? Apart from that, once we say that the 7 days that following the 11 days is so the Damkeshi is Toya, so Mimele, the 11 days following that is without a limit, everything should be toil. Why? Data says, Vimtima Mahesi Faldira, Holy Rab Name or Ruin Lisfire, Hainezaye Yomim Acha Yudalevye, Vios, and then after the expiration of the 7 days following the Yudalevye, so then the Yudalef Yeim of the other cycle of Yemei Zive should begin. Why? But why should they begin? Why should they begin? Because vis-a-vis Damshev. Vis-a-vis Damshev. We are discussing the case of Damkesh. But vis-a-vis Damshev, what would be the Yudalef Yeim following the 7 days that follow the Yudalef Yeh, the initial Yudalef Yeh, the initial Yudalef Yeh. Let's take a concrete example in order not to become confused. Let's say that the initial Yudalef Yeh began on the first of the month. So we won't become confused. So let's say that Damkeshi, she started to see Damkeshi on the first of the month. And the first of the month happened to be the first of the Yudalef Yom of Yemei Zivin. In other words, she was in Nide 7 days before the first of the month. Before the first of the month. So she was in Nide. Let's say, on the 24th of Odeh, she became in Nide. So then, and the first of Nisan is already the eighth day, you see, is already 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, Oda happens to be a Chosa. So on the 23rd of Oda, she became an Eid. So 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th is the seventh day. And then she saw Damkeishi. She saw Damkeishi on the first...